Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Right, hello everyone, it's Red News Podcast 248 and it is 6:45, Nick, 6:45pm on 30th of December 2024, and I'm coming with not much hope. I think we might get a draw, and I said that's a sign of the general malaise that we might hopefully maybe get a draw. It makes me laugh of all the things that we can do or can't do at Old Trafford, and there's a massive queue for the Megastore across the forecourt. I thought they allow that, but it's a sign of how tonight is, that it is the biggest queue I've seen a Megastore an hour and a quarter before. It's got so bad that Taibbi was offering Unana advice yesterday on how to be a goalkeeper. I thought that is so I don't know. I was away, obviously they took the piss, but there was a reason we suffered a loss last November, and I just said, this one, why don't we go away? Malta was lovely, but obviously it made me a distance from that. We've lost twice to Bournemouth 3-0. And it's almost like, not accepted is the right word, but it's almost like brushed off. And then Wolves was just so dire. And I don't know what happens next. I do fundamentally, this club is broken. And because of the way they're treating us, yes, there are issues. It goes back to the Glazers, read the fanzine for 20 years. But he's going low, not high. And that is a scandal. And the thing is so broken, I don't know how it fixes itself. And whether it is even in a midterm fixable, I wish Amorim well. I think he has to stick with the system, because if you let these shower shits know that you're going to bottle it early on, however bad, this season in the league is a write-off. We've got hope we can scab a cup. You get lucky twice in 2 years, write it off. We've got to write off, however horrible this sounds, nearly every game, because if he's got to practice what he's doing in games as well as on the training pitch, then we take our medicine, because this is now, like, at various stages I've stood here under Ten Hag, Mourinho, Van Gaal and gone, we've got to take our medicine. And I actually think now we're in a worse position than any of them. Speaking that against this lot, who will probably celebrate like a cup final if they beat us, getting a royal photographer in Nicholas Witchell if they win, take a photo, lads. What have they won? We've won an FA Cup. Other fans would go, how greedy are you? You know, like all this moaning. But we're such a shit show. On that note, hello, Ben.
Hello, Barney. How are you?
I'm smiling through that, bizarrely.
Yeah, you've got to try and smile, otherwise, you know. You're just going to be miserable, aren't you? There's no point being miserable, you know, over things that we can't control. At the end of the day, I'm with you, though. I think Ruben's got to stick with...
That's £4.
Ruben's got to stick with his philosophy, his formation.
Christmas party. Are you all right?
Cheers, Mark. What do you reckon, Mark? On the pod, quick.
Oh, no idea.
Is that a good no idea?
No.
No. Okay.
I've got a clue, mate, what we're
going to
do tonight. Have you?
No. You're going to see a dinosaur try and sell a mag, not a sub. Cheers, Mark. Card.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Tap to pay. Yeah, it might be that. There we go. Thank you. What's your name and what's your prediction?
Oh, Dan. We're going 1-0, late goal.
Us?
Yeah.
Hey, yay! Happy New Year. Cheers for that, Dan. Thank you. Hiya, you, mate. Thank you. Yeah, good. What do you reckon?
2-0.
2-0 us?
Yeah.
Where is this?
I haven't seen them beaten yet.
Right, okay. What do you reckon?
8-0 Newcastle.
Oh, aye.
Cheers. Thanks. What's your names and where are you from?
Neil and Isaac from Belfast.
Belfast. And you still made the trip?
Oh, yes. We came on the supporters. Supporters, but bus from carried off. So
it's the community and everything,
it
isn't
is.
It?
Yeah, we stood together. Sure.
Cheers, lads. Hey, how are we doing? Yes, good. Yeah, good, very good. So I just get Ben because he's sick.
He's got to stick with it, hasn't he? Otherwise, as you said, they're just going to run all over him and then we're back to square one again. But I think he's strong enough, and I think he's strong in the mind that he's not going to do that. He's already said we've got to take the rough times with the smooth times, you know. So I have no doubt that he's not going to change his way. He's going to keep with it and keep sticking with it, and then hopefully eventually it'll click before the end of the season. But as you said, now we're just going to have to try and take the rough with the smooth, and like, you know, just don't give in to him. Just don't give in to player power now. Hopefully we've got a manager now that's strong enough not to give in to player power. But you know, it's his way or it's his way.
You know, I said on the other pod, like, this is how bonkers and broken that the club is, that Rude is now managing another club, you know, yeah. And he was the one, like, we're resetting only a few months ago.
Yeah.
That it wouldn't be inconceivable now they have sacked Ten Hag, that they could get rid of this bloke in 18 months, if it, you know. Yeah. Because how long does, on my counter-argument, how long does, hello,
because,
Hookie.
Hello, because the reality is, isn't it, it's not about just about player power, it's about the people at the top, and that's what's wrong with this club at the moment. Everybody, Ineos will come in and it'll all be fantastic. Actually, Barney, it's not. It's getting worse. From a supporter's point of view, it feels worse. They're grabbing at little things. What's this about the old players and the money? What's that about?
But that's what I mean. So instead of, yes, this isn't of their making, this shit show. Yes, we're in desperate, dire financial need, which we've been pointing out. And we told you in 2005 this would happen. But why pick on the little guy? What the PR of taking money off the foundation, off the association,
and putting ticket prices up in the middle of the season, particularly for juniors, for concessions? What is that about? What I mean, in terms of PR, it's really bad. Stick with the manager, stick with him, and we'll be okay next
season. Do you
reckon?
Do you really
think
that? Next
season, I think we'll be all right next season.
But knowing we can't sign players.
Don't matter. I think he'll get his ideas through eventually. But I think when you looked at them at Wolves, that's one of the poorest performances I've seen for a long time in terms of a team not knowing what they were meant to be doing.
Let me get Ben and Zayden's match score, and I'm going to come back to you, Hookie. Don't go. Yeah. Right, no, go on. Right, go on.
Right, just quickly to finish off, though, I agree with that. The foundation and the mudsink are being hit as well. It's just disgrace. It's like he's taking the Manchester away from Manchester United, you know. Not bringing the Manchester back to Manchester United, you know. But somebody did say, he's gonna have, it just shows you how shit the Glazers have won it since 2005. But, you know, and he's going to have to take money from somewhere. But then you'd like to think the players might step up and say, listen, if that's the case, we'll chip in a little bit for the foundation and for the old boys, you know. But are this sort of generation like that? I don't know, but we'll have to wait and see.
It shouldn't have to be that way, and never trust the suit. Right, score predictions, Aidan.
2-1.
Us? 2-1. Yeah. Happy days, Ben.
1-0 United. Right. We're confident. Right, we're going to go.
Happy New Year. Right. Happy New Year. Stay well. Go on, Zayden. All right, and I'll see you for Southampton, yeah? Do you want to appear on the pod? Go on, say your names.
Matty.
Aaron.
So we come up. Forest. Last season under Ten Hag, and they scraped through, didn't they? And we said, Ten Hag's got to stay, but we've proven badly wrong.
What do you think of it all?
Well, I love the new manager. I think he's great. He speaks well. He's probably the most positive manager we've had since Fergie. But what he needs is a new squad.
We're not going to get that.
No.
So to go on Hookie's point, we're not going to get the new squad.
How many of these players can fit into what he wants to do is the thing for me. And
it'll take time, won't it? Yeah. To create what he wants to create is going to take time, Barney.
But we don't give time.
This time we stick with it. You know, I said we should get rid of Ten Hag a long time ago. When we won the cup, we should have got rid of him. Yeah? This time, stick with this bloke. I like what he says. I like what he's trying to do.
But why didn't you want to stick with Ten Hag then?
Because he had no fucking idea about how to play football. I think this guy does. Although, as I said, looking at that Wolves game the other day, I wasn't sure about that.
Yeah, but he's
big
come.
Part of the job is motivating people, isn't it? And Ten Hag was just miserable as sin.
But he's come, Amorin. I like him. I like his style. I like the way, you know, like, he's got the extra dimension to himself that Ten Hag didn't have. But equally, he's come, like, smiling and thinking, I honestly think he's come, knowing it's difficult, but then thinking, fuck. He then realises they all do 2 months in or whatever. Oh my God, this is an utter. I mean, the Ashworth thing, we're hardly talking about that. But we got a bloke, we put him on gardening leave.
Yeah.
Then we said, oh no, he doesn't like. Ratcliffe doesn't agree with him, but Ratcliffe came on TV and said, I'm having nothing to do with this.
But why did he go? He went because he didn't want Amorim. Yeah, he wanted this idea that we'll all play whatever it is, the whole club. Yeah, it was Berardi.
£4 piece. Thank God. That's all right. I should have enough. Cheers, mate. There's that. There's Meg. What do you reckon today, and where are you from?
3-1 up in Newcastle.
Go, oh, bloody hell! Right.
Bad.
That's. What do you make of it all?
Cheers, mate.
There's five.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Sorry, putting you on the spot.
I know, I'm all right for an interview, mate.
There's 10. There's 15.
Cheers, pal.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
How are you,
fine?
Oh,
sorry. Right, how are we doing?
Yeah, not too bad. A couple of points now, so that's all good.
There you go. You get plastic wrap, mate. Oh, thanks,
cheers,
mate.
Thank you.
What do you make of it? Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Well, we're coming up here 34 years now, probably the lowest I've seen United.
Oh, join the club.
Well, yeah. But ultimately, until the Glazers go, I think this will be it, I think. They're the real cancer of the club. So.
No, they are, but Ineos are making missteps, aren't they?
Ineos.
They are, yeah.
They're really picking on the low rather than the high.
Yeah, definitely. And
repeating the line that the Glazers are great owners, which, like, I know that under the. That's what the head fuck. You know, we need. Where's anyone call them out? Why is it only
the thing
us?
The is that everybody stopped, didn't they? Stopped doing what they were doing. The protests, everything. Just stopped doing it because they thought that Sir Jim was going to sort it out.
Well, we need the 66
quid. Well, said to me, obviously, when we went PLC,
cheers, mate.
That was the beginning of the end, I guess.
Yeah, that's what...
Back in 91.
It's so complicated, isn't it?
It is. It's not a 10-second answer.
No, I'm sorry to Brendan. What do you reckon today's score?
Hopefully 2-1 United.
2-1 United. All right.
And there is only one United anyway.
Yeah. Thank you, mate. Cheers.
I agree with this one here.
Right, go on. Sorry, I missed that.
No, that's okay. And as would agree, we've got the right man, but you've got to give him time because that group of players there is so disjointed. We were saying in the change room, you can imagine, they're just little pockets of players that talk. It's not a group mentality, and it's not we fight for each other. I think there's just little pockets in there.
See that Fergie documentary that's on the BBC? Yeah. It's all about those players saying, we got your back, I've got your back, you know, and that's, I don't think we've got that at the moment, and I don't think we've got players who put 100% in, or 110%.
And the one who does shouldn't be captain, as shown now this season. I mean, we stuck by Eric when he got red cards, but he's not
Bruno. For all his experience, goes from telling people to calm down in the first 5 minutes to playing Hollywood passes left, right, centre and chasing the game, and you can't have that wildness in your game. You've got to be calm and composed.
Really strange, wasn't it? I mean, that was just, there was no need for it. It wasn't even a stop in where it was on the pitch.
It was a Dennis Lawrie wanted a New Year trip, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, I just heard the words from Hookie saying, I agree with you. I don't think I've ever heard that.
I didn't say that to me.
Actually, no, I've never heard him say he agrees with anyone.
Well, we're in agreement. Stick with Amorim. That's the thing.
Have we got a hate of the week? Apart from this ongoing fucking head.
Hate of the week. What were we saying? Ah. I tell you what, we've been up here 2 days. People, like, we're waiting for the lift earlier, and there's a group of people waiting, the lift doors open, somebody walks straight in. Manners. Lack of manners in today's society. That is my hate of the
life. I've got a good one on this.
I don't have any hates.
Oh, yes, you do. That's what putting a microphone festive in front of you. I'll take this away and then. Right, so the holiday was. I'd never been more to Valletta. Albert Love, Santa visited. It really was special. All inclusive, but like really nice. The food was immense. Savages. There's forks, there's knives for the cheese. Picking up lumps of cheese and splitting it with their hands. Then I saw a woman in the orange section.
They've not been brought up.
Haven't been brought up correctly, but I know not to. What are you doing, you dirty bastard? You've just picked up a lump of cheese with your hands and then shoved it back. And then another. There was an orange section. This says how nice it was. There was an actual orange peeled section. I thought, I might have refreshed the palate. A woman comes and she chews and eats the orange at the orange section. Well, I'm thinking, what the fuck are you doing? If I ate an orange peel in front of my missus like that, she'd go, fuck off. And she's just chewing on a, sorry about the language there.
No, he's used to worse than that.
Right. Anyway.
What's your hate of the week, Ash? Something you really wind you up in life?
People.
Jesus Christ, you've got a lifetime of that ahead of you. Get used to it. Right. Okay. Cheers.
Listen,
for that.
I bought you a gift. Oh.
We're in for a
one little extra bit. Nick, with his prediction, got it right. Go on, say.
Oh, it'll be 3-0 to them tonight. We'll lose to Liverpool and we'll lose to Arsenal. Oh,
Jesus
six
Christ.
On, six on
Happy
the
Happy fucking Christmas. Right, yeah, you tell me 2 years back, I've referenced it before. You think of other things to do, but you're here on a cold Monday.
Yeah. I thought about that watching that Fergie documentary and looking back at all the good times and thinking, well, I was there. And when, you know, the Youth Cup, when those kids won it, I was there. And it's that.
Special.
But I can't get it out of me.
But it's the community for me now. And what this club is trying to do, I feel so betrayed by it. And I'll tell you what I did, which I recalled from away. The Bournemouth. And I think... it's not the word, I'm not going to let it wash over me. But I thought, I'm not going to let this spoil the night or the day, you know. Like I would have done. And I'm not going to let these spoil it again. Just going to... It's
like you put it into a compartment, don't you? Yeah. This is it. Part of the game.
That's horrible.
Meet the
because
people.
That's a horrible feat. It's as bad as like taking it and sulking and I'm going to bed. That you just put it in a box and go, well, I'm not letting those fuckers get to me. We lost to Wolves and I thought, I'm not going to let them but it's like, I just think... We're broken, you know.
Cheat the highs and the lows the same.
Imposters, like Sir Matt Busby said, and is when he got the City of Manchester, treat the imposters of defeat. God, yeah, but you know that man who built this, and then we've got all these tossers who come along and they spout. Oh, one last rant, Kenyon, you know the Woodwards, the Ratcliffes, lifelong Reds, stood in the Stretford end, and whenever they're asked what was your first game, they go, but I was there for Wembley,
because they're all
Wembley in '68. We had 400,000 suits in there, but you know, fuck off. Anyway,
it's lovely to see you about
lovely
it.
To see you too.
Good New Year, and I'll see you.
To better times, eh?
Because we didn't get anything either.
2025 sounds nicer than 2024.
It chubbed for Arsenal. 7,500 tickets.
I've got chubbed.
Where are they going?
Well, that's what the.
Where are they going?
See you later.
Turn that off, I want to ask you something.
Oh! I'm getting abuse already, but as I say, if you do them during the good times, you do the bad. Well, Paul was saying before the game, relegation, I said no, because the and I still believe it's the cannon fodder at the bottom. But I said below to Chris behind me, when you start looking at Ipswich results and you hope that they don't win because it gets gap and that statement too good to go down, I don't think it'll happen. But I will say, I feel disillusioned, I feel disheartened. This is obviously going to be the worst season in the modern, in terms of since the late 80s season we've ever experienced. There's a general malaise at the club. It's been coming. All those liars who said that the debt wouldn't impact the running of the club. It all combines. There was a bit of bonhomie post-Eric, you know, in terms of, right, new man, and Ineos came and shat over that with a 66. Morale's not rock bottom. That doesn't obviously affect the players, but it's all there. It all seeps into every crevice of that football club. And what we're seeing is everything. Every single decision they've made since the cup final has been the wrong decision, whether that's big or small, whether it's been the off-field suits making decisions, whether it's the players on the pitch. And, look, everyone knows... He's got to be given time. I don't think he will be. You know, like, I think he's on the ticking clock of 22 months. I think you have to see this one out. But I do blame put the manager as culpable for today. It was the wrong setup. Xerxes on the left. And I think it was horrible what he did to Xerxes. Whether we know that Xerxes is not good enough, if you'd have waited till half time, you know, we're not going to score. And, like, unless he's... You know, so new to the culture, the crowd, you know, why that felt very late 80s horribleness of you cheering a player going off. Ultimately, not good enough, but how's he come back from that? And you could say, fuck him, but we're running out of players that who he's going to trust or who's going to trust him, you know, like how many more fallings out? So I just thought, it was all of them. They looked like they didn't know what they were doing, and there's that malaise seeps into the crowd. It's everywhere. It seeps into everything. We're broken. How do you fix it? I don't know how you fix that.
Hello.
Hello.
We've not spoken yet today, have we?
Happy New Year.
Well, maybe. Firstly, like, the Xerxes thing, like, I did feel for him, because that must be... and I put in the group, I feel for him as much as you can feel for someone who's earning 150 plus thousand pounds a week. But that must be horrible. Like, and I know that... I know he's struggling, and I know that he's not good enough. But that must have been hard. I'm like, you know, I struggle to think I'm not doing a good enough job in my job at the best of times, let alone when there's a lot of people, thousands of people telling me I'm not doing it. So,
and what good does it do?
No, I know. And I know that. And I know we all think he's not good enough, but... So that must be hard, and you know I do feel for it. In general, it's hard because it's shit. But then at the same time, everything day after day after day, there's stuff coming out from the owners that's, you know, it's like, and I don't want to say it, but the grass was greener before any of this came about. The Glazer was shit, but this is far worse. This is far
they're
worse.
They're trying to repair the damage.
No, they're not. I don't think they are. This is not repairing. 40 grand to go to the old boys. It's not repairing damage. That is not repair. That is not repairing damage. That is not repairing damage. That is an active thing that he's decided that he's going to do. You do not become a billionaire from nothing without being a cunt.
Yeah, yeah.
And he is being a cunt. The same way he's always been a cunt. You can't say that this is him. Like, I've seen that. No, but every single person that I've seen that's trying to stick up for it is saying, yeah, but he's trying to do what's been from the last however many years. That, 40,000 pounds is nothing.
I agree.
Going to money to the foundation is nothing.
I agree.
This is nothing.
But what I'm
you
saying,
could still do that.
I'm not justifying it at all. What I'm saying is, he needs to find cut somewhere.
Yeah, but
he's chosen the wrong. He's pissed.
No, I don't think he is.
Doing it because he's spiteful.
I don't think that's him. That makes no difference.
Because he's a petty. No, I know.
That isn't.
But it's a petty. No, we're agreeing.
That's making no difference.
We've moaned about getting in late, and actually, that's probably missing the match is the best part of it. My solitary hope going into the game, not thinking we're going to win, is they might have practiced defending corners. Well, no, we just didn't practice defending. And the mad thing is, when you've got three defenders at the back and there's still so much space, and Newcastle aren't even very good, but what they did was they just did the simple things really well, and we can't, like, we passed it along the back, but we didn't take any risks.
So they was the worst one.
They know what a one.
Yeah.
It was well, that first half hour was just it had that feel of like whenever younger people say, how does the 80s feel? We are now entering that territory. If we've been not, you know, previous. This is how the mood, the whole bit, and the whole feeling is, how the fuck is this fixed? Not even, and fixed to a, not even like, you know, B.
And I know.
Win a game of football. And we beat City.
That was an anomaly. That was a moment. That was a thing that just happened. It wasn't a grand scheme. It just happened, didn't it? You know, it's like, and I know that it probably won't happen. And I know that we've already spoken about the getting relegated. If that's what it takes, And like I put in the group, like Coggy said, it will knock us back 10 years. We've been knocked 15 years back already. Like, it's not like we're on the verge of doing anything anyway.
The thing that's bothered me,
what difference does it make?
When we said, oh, it's shit, but at least Unana's making saves, now he looks dodgy again. There's Nick saying, like, Bournemouth will beat us. That happens. No one, the whole mood today was, oh, we won't get a result.
No, I didn't think we'd win.
There's fucking, it got so bad, Anthony Martial revisionism. I don't think he can change the system. I don't think he can do that. Because then you may as well say, but unless he changes the system, we're going to have game after game after game of this. Hoyland today, again, I'm sorry, like a youngster, but Steve made a really good point the last pod, which was a good point, was that that kid, yeah, raw, but every good defender or semi-decent sees him off. You're going to push him away from goal, sees him off. He cost us £80 million.
Yeah.
So it's not on him. But again, it goes back, not this era, but the era before last. But we brought in a new manager. Right, we brought in, sorry. So let's go back. This summer, after the cup final, we brought in Rude. We're bringing new assistants. That'll change it. We'll make these signings. And we did all claim, like, Xerxes seems like old era. We did that. Then we said, oh, fuck, that's fucked. What we're going to do is totally change it, which cost Ashworth, because he said, this team isn't capable of playing three at the back, and you've made Duff signings. You're off. We've brought in a new manager now who comes in and thinks, oh, it's bad, but I'm good. And he hopefully is. I'm so good that it isn't as bad as it seems. A month in, he suddenly starts thinking, oh, it's fucking bad. And then we think, well, these players, we need to get rid of eight. We needed to get rid of eight a year before. And we're fucking not, well, we're not even treading water anymore. We're fucking deep in it.
Yeah. Then that's why, and I'm not sticking up for you, they should have made the decisions that they should have made as soon as the FA Cup was done. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then we would have had four or five players
who hammer in.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't want to feel like banging tables, but my heart feels, I'm not letting it get over me. Like, tomorrow, I'm not going to let them spoil my family New Year's Eve. I'm not going to let these fuckers do it. But my heart feels broken, because when you start caring a little bit less about the thing that you love so much, it's all fucking broken. Hell of shame.
Yeah, I didn't hear, like, I heard the anger there, because, like, we're in a quite a noisy pub for the things. But I heard Nathan talk about, like, I think it's as depressing as I can remember at the moment, and it's depressing for the reason is, it's like I could always disassociate my support with United from the ownership, and we've had a bad ownership for a number of years. But at the moment, like, Ratcliffe's up the ante for me in the way he's treating me. So at the moment, I can't, when people say, oh, the crowd getting on the players' backs or this, I find it very hard to disassociate at the moment, because I'm being treated like shit off the pitch and I'm watching shit on the pitch, and the shit off the pitch is actually affecting me more than it has for a long time. So that's the context, is it's quite depressing to be treated so badly by someone who claims to be, this is his boyhood club, but he's come in, he's shattered our European loyalty scheme, he's shattered the concession ticketing, he's making it harder and harder to be a season ticket holder, and so at a time when you need your fans to be the most loyal through the shit times, he's turning the screw. And in my view, hiding behind, like, the Glazers have got it all to answer for, I get that, but he can't hide behind that, he's making these decisions himself. And then I come today, and I get the point about a new manager, he, like, don't get me wrong, I'm behind the manager, he needs a year, 2 years probably, but it's Manchester United, and you've got a balance between the long term and keeping stuff ticking over in the meantime. You can't have it so bad, you can't have it bad in the meantime. No club of United stature can tolerate losing 2 or 3 nil at home, week in, week out. But it's not, everyone says, oh, it's a new system, players got used to it. We're talking about the very basics of, like, jumping for a header or moving or tackling. It's not like fucking rocket science. You could send 11 under 14s out today. You could send 11 under 14s out today and they would know what to do on a football pitch. There's no excuse for it. That was just, that first half today was an utter disgrace.
Said,
from 1 to 11. Like,
we said 10 weeks ago, Eriksen and Casemiro can't work. Why is Manu not starting? You know, like...
But this, But this is the point. I know he had suspension, so he had to add a budget. But if so the argument I get from people is, well, he's got to build for the long term. But Ericsson and Casemiro are not the long term. You might as well, if you're building for fucking 1-2 years time, you might as well start phasing them out now, like, rather than. But they seem to be, like, we started off today. Anyone would have said that Ericsson, as good a footballer he is, can't play that position today. If you were the opposition manager, you would have been like, right, we're overrun Ericsson in midfield. Everyone knew that. But yet, it's like, yeah.
I thought the other day, this is that. Do you remember when Xerxes, you know, we wanted Gakpo and we wouldn't go the extra mile for Gakpo. And people then said, oh, but a year down the line of playing and then getting confidence, you'd go, well, you can see why we wanted Gakpo, but they didn't go the extra mile. Mark, you've not been. Do you want to speak?
I'll speak if you want, buddy. I think I agree with a lot. I mean, I think we can go on about the ownership model all we want. Like, we know it's broken. What they're doing to the club is ridiculous. They're tearing every, like, heart and soul out of everything we know we've got. And that's been going on for years. And Ratcliffe, I'll be honest, I thought, like a lot of people did, I thought maybe it would change under him, but it's definitely got worse, like 100%. I think the point around, I think the Hoyland and Xerxes point are very good points if you put them together. Because I think if you... when Xerxes got taken off, I disagree that was a bad decision by the manager, because I think, like, he was awful. Like, and actually, we were genuinely way better when he came off. Mind who made a difference. What happened was unfortunate, and I did feel sorry for him, but I think what fits in quite well with it is that's not his fault. The same as it's not Hoyland's fault that he's not good enough. And I think there was a great moment in the second half where Hoyland came across, had the easiest ball to win, could have laid it off to Ahmad, I think, and then spun, but he didn't. He held up and ended up losing the ball. But then again, it's all down to transfers. It's not either of their fault, and I just think you're looking at a squad that's been built together terribly. But I think for me, the big thing today is I do start to question.
You're good, man.
Yeah. Like, I agree. What does he has to? He can't change the system now. And I agree with Shane. Like, fuck me. Like, I could play that. Like, if I was a professional footballer, you could put me in any system, and I'd still do an all right job. So there's a bigger issue there. But you have to question a manager when he's playing Casemiro and Eriksen from the start, and Xerxes up front. Because I said to the lad who sits next to me in the ground, like, he's that. Ericsson's got to play 6 games under him now, and he's been terrible for all of them, same as Casemiro. At what point did you go, well, that guy's terrible, I'm not going to start him? And that's where today was the first time I just thought, fucking hell, like, I've lost a bit of faith in
if this were the start of the season and we hadn't, you can understand the noble, I'll give them all a clean slate, you know, they've got to prove them. You can't. You've got to pick your best 11.
My dad rang me at half time. Obviously, he was 2-0 down at that point. He was like, I understand that he needs to give everyone a chance. But
he's done that now.
Yeah, he's done that now.
I mean, Yoro looks decent. Yeah, I know, he's got a mistake in him as a kid.
I left with, like, yeah. I stayed later than I probably would have done any other time. But Rashford still didn't come into that, did he?
No.
He's on the bench, but he's not getting so, But then Garnacho came on and did nothing.
Yeah, no, he didn't. And he looked like he was making mistakes of a year or 2 years back. And that's confidence is so important in football. But what the back shift, sorry, Mark. But the back during this, and I thought, right, he's fallen out with Rashford. And we, you know, like, I thought you made good points last pod. You know, I find it sad, but he's got to go. But then we fell out with Ronaldo, and they're all genuine. You know, we fell out with Sancho. But you think in this period where we've fallen out with 3 or 4 players that are going to have to leave, most of our rivals have fallen out with diddly fucking squad or handled it, you know, better. And that sums up, and that is what a batshit bonkers club. Maybe. And I'm not, they have to happen. But again, you can't fall out with any more.
Then is that not... It's more a case of the club's shit that they feel that they can do that.
Yeah,
maybe. Do you know what I mean? He can just sit and do
it. So it all combines. You know what I mean? The atmosphere there. And again, like on a low, someone said today, you know, the atmosphere as a staffer came up, said is rock bottom. Now, they should be on 200 grand a week. Because of, no, but see, on 200 grand a week at Carrington, they should go, yeah, but still. But it all does, you know, like if we're all feeling miserable, and I'm not excusing them, they're shit houses, but it's all combining to this, you know, like, what was your point?
Talk about the attendance, like the crowd. It is, but it's still full. Do you know what I mean? It was still full of people that have turned up and have paid however much.
This is the same aspect.
As long as that keeps happening, it doesn't matter what happens.
Well, to them, no. And 66 quid, there's got to be a rebellion. Exactly. But also, Alan Keegan, you know, in the 92nd minute, then 73,000. I thought, what are we, you know, what?
And he didn't. That don't say it. I would love to know. Because I don't think he says that every week. I don't think he says that every week. And I think that only gets mentioned when we're doing that. If we're 3-0 up, if there's something like, you know, I very much doubt that FA Cup game where we came back and beat Liverpool, he didn't mention the attendance.
But it's because everyone was still in the ground. He only mentioned the attendance when everyone's leaving.
I think it's just so that it's like, prove it.
Nick's just on a beach and he's done as a wind up, but it's come up, you know, in my notifications, which I hate. And it's just he's put Sir Gareth Southgate. I was just like, fucking hell. I don't know if he's actually saying Sir Gareth Southgate here or Sir Southgate's now a sir. But either way, I don't want to be seeing that tonight.
I think what I was going to say about it was, Martinez, Casemiro, Eriksen have all been dreadful in every game they played on Amarin, and yet they seem to be walking into a team. And I really like him. Like what he says, the way he appears, I think what he's doing seems to be right. But what you're getting on the pitch,
but what's
is
what,
just so
what's
bad.
Happened to Martinez?
I don't know, your song.
No, but what's happened to Martinez?
But I just think, like,
Nathan, what's happened to Martinez? The injury, or I mean, he made one good challenge, and then Matsurai we're bringing down to the level.
This in the first half, like obviously Nick's not there, and we were discussing it during the game, and he was like, obviously he's very much not for Amarin, and I was like, yeah, but the players just aren't good enough, and I was like, what about Xerxes? What about Xerxes? And they're just not good enough. And it's like,
when they're not good enough, say it. So,
like, and he was like, yeah, but it's all about the coaching. Like, and I know he's trying to stand his corner because he wanted Ten Hag to stay. But when Martinez is just putting it out of play, that's
and he's better than no. Two people, two mates today said, would we be better any worse under Ten Hag? And like, that's where it. That's when it starts getting on, because I backed him to the end. I still think we had to make the change, but there's a horrible part of me tonight, leaving the ground thinking, we'll see this one off as well. And I don't know how you fit. You know, like, we may as well just, I'll ask, Brendan. Quick. Come on, Brendan. You've come all the way from New York. Brendan, you've come all the way. What's that? Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
I just thought, like, I'm a bit loath to do this. So I don't want to tell anyone how to support United. But I thought both the manager was a bit naive. I felt sorry for Xerxes getting, like, he was awful, but so were the team. And I thought that was a bit unfortunate, him getting cheered off so badly. And I don't want to lay it at the manager, but the manager would have known that was going to happen. The manager would know he's going to get cheered off. He should at least wait until half time.
That's why I thought he was very naive. Brendan, come on, 1 minute. Your crowd awaits you. The people who love. What did you think?
It was really hard to watch at times, man. Kind of began to think maybe they're all frauds, all of them.
What's it like seeing live when you've seen it in, you know, on TV? And I don't mean that.
I think what I could see the most was that after the first goal, you could see the fucking balloon popping for all of them. There was like, they lost all confidence. I saw Onana really trying to fucking gin everyone up, and no one was speaking to each other. They all just were going off into their own little pockets of the ground.
You can see the crowds ready to.
No, the crowd was different. So Shane said that to me, that, you know, crowd was ready to get on, but the crowd wasn't getting on anymore after 6 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I just saw the confidence drop when they could see that first goal. Could see the confidence like drain out of them.
Completely. What do you put it down to?
I don't know, man. Honestly, I
how do you fix it?
I don't know if the new players fix it. I began to wonder about the manager. Like, you know, I'm all in on the manager. But maybe he's a fucking fraud as well. I don't know, man.
They can't honestly, all be.
But
is it
maybe
us?
They are. Maybe they are.
It's
fraud,
not them.
Maybe
it's us.
I don't know, man.
It's not them. It's us.
It was really, yeah.
Your daughter was here on her first game. How did you find it?
disappointing, really, honestly. Like, they say they're the greatest team in the world, but like, no one, there's no proof of that. It just seems like this pure laziness. They just kind of seem very lost and like looking for someone to direct them in the right direction. But like, you're the professional, like you should know.
What
so.
Did you make of the experience?
Oh, it's a great experience. The whole experience altogether is great.
You spent the afternoon in the pub with Red, didn't you? What was that like?
But even that's great because you get to chat with people who've had this love for something for so long. And then you go and see why they love it, and it's great. It's like, it's a whole story to tell. It's amazing.
She's already been getting shit from texts from dickheads in New York slagging her off, man. Arsenal fans. And
They never have what we've got. That's how it is.
Yeah, but that's why they're exploit. You know, that's why it goes down to why this lot exploit us. I think we're done. How do you fix it, Shane?
Oops. Yeah, Barney's just throwing a pint of glass at me. I don't think it is a quick fix. I think it's quite doomsville. Like, there's a famous, I always bring it up, under Mourinho. Me and Barney walked into town on one midweek and we had a bit of a row, like, as mates. And I said, we're 10 years away from a title. I think we're even further away now. And you said to me then, like, don't be ridiculous, Shane. You're being so negative. And nearly 10 years later, we're still at least 10 years from a title. And that's, you know, like, in 10 years' time, I'll be 65 years old. That's what we're talking about. Like, and like, it's just...
We shouldn't be, you know.
It's only this that keep, you know, the mates and the social side, you know. It's like,
I mean, thank fuck we had the cup final. Thank fuck we had that day.
But that's to end, like, this will probably be the last one of the year.
Fucking hell,
you've got to think, like, even for all the crap, and like, you put it in perspective, Neil, in the pub earlier about the history, and you going to Old Trafford yesterday being so great. But for all of the shit, we've had this year, we had Liverpool 4-3, we had the cup final. These are days that supporters of many teams fucking dream of.
Oh, this lot, and these lot annoy me.
And we're not talking about Crystal Palaces and things, we're talking about the likes of Arsenal would dream of a day out like we had in May. Dream of it, and they haven't had it, and we have, so up the Reds.
Mark, do you want to... No, that's a no. Right, can I tell you... Quick, hate of the weeks and loves of the weeks. Right, I still maintain I would love to be, as my job, a Netflix dubber. Because it's got to be you ever watch a Netflix film? I watched one, Scandinavian dubbed into English.
Was it?
They're just shit.
It wasn't one of those films.
But it was like, I'd love to be a Netflix dubber. You just get away with talking like this. As like a Russian hoodlum or whatever. That is great. Right, other thing, positive of the year. Sometimes we'll get caught, neurosis, me, my anxiety. I said to Shane earlier, there were a lot of saga trips in Malta, in the hotel. There was an old bloke who had heart and lung problems on oxygen. Obviously has to pay shitloads for his insurance. And he said, you take a risk, but I'm having the time of my life on this trip. And I thought sometimes, I said to Shane, makes you think sometimes you get in the mindset of all the things we shouldn't do in life. And there was a bloke, he was probably about 80, had a lot of things going wrong, and he was just really happy each night. And I thought, fuck this lot, I'm going to end the year tomorrow thinking about that sort of stoicism, you know, and talk to old people because they've lived the fucking life.
Was he
and
watching
gone
your
through.
Netflix movie?
Did you ask him if he can play midfield?
Right, love and hates. quick one, Nathan. Hate and love. Come on, and then I'll...
Hates.
Can we just say Manchester United FC at the moment?
Both, yeah. I don't,
no.
Nothing. Just, I love that we're all here again, as always. I hate that we don't do it more often.
Blessing and a curse. Well, I love the fact we don't do it more often, because then my body can cope. Cheers, everyone's cheers. Mark, love and hate of the week.
This is a hard tweet. I mean, hate of the week's got to be just fucking the shit show, isn't it? The shit show of our club. But, well, Christmas is over. That's a lovely week.
Yeah, you don't like it.
No, but,
I won't get the tints.
Yeah, but New Year, and this year is the year I get my... I'm going travelling again.
Ah,
so
that's
a lovely week.
And can I just say, the great thing about being away, catching up on all the TV. Sorry, people who hate it, but we're saving Gavin and Stacey for tomorrow night. But watch the 1% Christmas episode. Guess who got every question I'd have passed on one? Right. Yeah, tinsel was the answer if you've not watched it. Love and hate of the week, Brendan.
I do have a hate, actually. And I'm not a hater, man, but you people driving the wrong side of the road. It fucking drove me mad in Ireland, driving on the wrong side of the road, man. Left turn near, right turn far. I had to just... I have a mantra to remember which way to fucking turn.
Well, it's a question. Who was the first person to drive and why did they decide on that side of the road?
That's like a chicken and egg question. Yeah. Which came first?
But the driving, the roundabouts, going the wrong way around roundabouts is complicated for my brain, man. Love of the week is seeing all...
Oh, I was hoping you'd say that.
Like, just meeting all this crew. And
oh, I've got one extra hate. Artists who stop arting,
but who mean well.
Love and hate.
We'll come back.
Love was going to Old Trafford for the first time. Hate
was going to Old Trafford.
Yeah.
For the first time.
No. Hate.
We had a good time.
Hate was probably... this is kind of a stupid one, but like, there's no vegetables in this country. There's no vegetables in this country. I've been eating pure meat for the past 10 days, and I feel like... fat. Like, I don't know
when
why.
She says this country, she
I don't
means
know.
Ireland.
I don't know why Americans are the fat ones when this country has not had a single vegetable.
We do eat vegetables. We're not that backward.
Mushrooms and them. Like, that doesn't count. You need greens. Like
well, not
sprouts,
yeah, but
like,
oh.
Salad. It doesn't exist.
You've clearly never been to Barney's Garden.
So I'm going to back Neil up there because I go to Ireland regularly. To the part of Ireland that Neil's just been in, and I don't eat beef or lamb at all, and I might as well go in and say I'm on starvation. Like, it's just like I go to my in-laws who've known me for years. I don't eat beef or lamb. What can you possibly eat if you don't eat beef or lamb? It's like, so I'm with you on that. It's just meat and potatoes. And that's it. A lot of potatoes. So my love of the week is seeing everybody and all the usual stuff. My hate of the week is, and I hope my wife doesn't listen to it. Like, my wife, a group of us went to see that ABBA show in London a couple of days ago, and I must admit, I wasn't that enthusiastic about going in the first place. But I was in there, like the one with the, are they called avatars or what, holograms, whatever they're called. And like, I went there and everyone was quite excited for it. And they come on the stage and everyone was like, this is amazing, it's like they're really here. And I was like, but they're not here. Like, we paid 70 quid while they're in a log cabin in Sweden, counting the money. So anyway, like, we had a little boogie, I made the most of it, had a laugh. But at the end, they were like coming on to do their encore. Then they come on and bow and everyone's cheering. And one of the people with me, one of the women, one of our friends, nudged me and goes, don't be rude, clap. And I said, but they're not fucking here. They don't know I'm not clapping. They're in a fucking log cabin counting the money that us mugs are paying. And I just couldn't get my head around it at all. Going to a gig to watch a video.
Yeah,
we could have just... I'd have said a tenner, come out ours, YouTube, free drink, unlimited, bottomless.
The question is, are you going to go and watch Elvis?
Well, Elvis. Are we watching holograms on the pitch? And really, Harry Maguire, Martinez are just going, should we press that button? Pretend. Yeah. They're on a beat somewhere enjoying them.
Well, this is the thing. Like, I'm not saying...
they weren't good-looking fellas. But when they done the footage of, is it Benny and Bjorn Abbott, the two fellas, they look quite rough and ready. But the holograms, they look like boy bands from like 2002. It's like, they've actually make it look real. So if our lot were holograms, they need to get, Ratcliffe's made some cuts there. He's fucking got some shit holograms.
I thought the game was bad, and now we're talking fucking ABBA holograms. On that note, anyone else want to say anything? But it, what was that?
Said away the soon.
Right, glory, glory, Man United.
To the red zone.
2025 sounds nice. I'm having that. Sounds nice, sir. No, oh, for fuck's sake.
Europa, relegation and Europa with the first team in the championship in the Champions League. That's my...
Yeah, man. Fucking hell. Right. Take care, everyone. And thanks for all your support. Bye, the mag. Cheers to Nathan. How did you enjoy your night off?
It was weird because I was like, I don't know what sort of time I have to work to. Like, normally, I know what I'm doing. And I was like, it's 7 o'clock and what am I doing?
Don't get used to it. I love you. Right, cheers everyone. Take care, yeah, and I hope it's a good one for you all. And I hope things get better.